Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he won't run for the office again. The surprise announcement leaves Rishi Sunak, the former finance minister and a person of color, the heavy favorite to become the country's next prime minister. NPR's Frank Langford has more from London.
Johnson claimed that he had enough support, 102 fellow conservative lawmakers, to qualify for Monday's ballot. But he said his candidacy would divide his party in Parliament, and for the sake of unity, he would not pursue another premiership. In fact, Johnson's documented support was much lower than he claimed, and senior Conservative leaders piled on public pressure for Johnson, who was forced out of office last summer in disgrace, not to run. Sunak has the support of at least 147 lawmakers, according to the BBC, and Penny Mordaunt, former defense secretary, has just 24. If Sunak wins, he'll be the first person of color to serve as Britain's prime minister. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
Ukrainian troops continue to make slow gains in the country's south as it aims to retake the city of Kherson. NPR's Nathan Rott reports intense fighting is happening amid heavy rain in many parts of the country.
Ukrainian officials say Russia is withdrawing troops from the Kherson region and preparing others for urban fighting. Russian officials announced a mandatory evacuation of civilians from the key southern city over the weekend as Ukraine slowly pushes south, liberating more towns in the broader southern region. Russia, meanwhile, continues its broader assault on the country's energy and heating infrastructure. Dozens of missiles were launched at targets over the weekend, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people just as temperatures begin to dip. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
The Biden administration announced a plan to reduce the high number of women dying from drug overdoses while pregnant or soon after they give birth. NPR's Brian Mann reports what the goal is to help more women get medical care.
In parts of the U.S., drug overdose is the leading cause of death for women in the first year after they give birth. Studies show many women with addiction are afraid to seek treatment because they fear criminal charges or losing custody of their children. Black, Native American, and rural women face the biggest hurdles finding addiction treatment and are more likely to be separated from their children. This new White House initiative aims to retrain healthcare providers, offering guidance on how to help pregnant and postpartum women. The program also aims to reduce the number of kids going into foster care while expanding access to medications that help women recover from opioid addiction. Brian Mann, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.6%. NASDAQ futures are up nearly 1%. S&P 500 futures are up about 0.7%. You're listening to NPR News. 5 months after a white gunman killed 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York grocery store, local and state leaders are working together to honor the victims with a new memorial. NPR's Jonathan Franklin has more.
According to New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, the May 14th Memorial Commission will work to build a permanent memorial to honor the victims of the deadly Topps supermarket shooting. Included in its duties will be securing land for funds for the new memorial. The creation of the commission was announced this Friday. Buffalo NAACP President Reverend Mark E. Blue will lead the commission. Hochul says the memorial will be designed by individuals and will be sensitive to what the families want. The governor, who is from the Buffalo area, called the shooting, quote, part of the Buffalo story forever going forward. Jonathan Franklin, NPR News, Washington.
At the weekend box office, Warner Brothers' Black Adam took the top spot with an estimated $67 million in ticket sales. That's giving Dwayne Johnson his biggest box office weekend as a leading man. The DC Comics character film cost a reported $200 million to produce. In second place, Ticket to Paradise, with $16 million in its debut. The Universal Pictures rom-com stars Julia Roberts and George Clooney. In third place, the horror film Smile, with $8 million in its fourth week of release. That film has made $84 million domestically so far. Crude oil futures are trading higher, up about 0.5% at $85.47 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.